Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. On Simchas Torah, we read Vezos HaBracha. And this Haftorah that we read for that is from Sefer Yehoshua. Nusach Sfard reads from Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Tes, chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. And Ashkenaz read from Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Yirches, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 18. At the end of Vezos HaBracha, the Torah describes the final moments of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. After blessing each of the Shvatim with words of Nevuah and Bracha, Moshe ascends Har Nevo, where Hashem shows him the entire Eretz Yisrael, from north to south, every part of the land promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Moshe is allowed to see it with his eyes, but not to enter it. There on the mountain, Moshe, the Eved Hashem, the servant of God, passes away. He is buried in an unknown place in the land of Moab, and to this day, no one knows the location of his burial. The Jewish nation mourn him for 30 days, and Yehoshua ben Nun, his devoted student, is filled with the Ruach Chachma, the spirit of wisdom that Moshe had placed upon him. The Torah concludes by praising Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, that no prophet ever arose like Moshe, whom Hashem knew face to face, who performed the great signs, wonders, and mighty acts before all of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation. Thus, the Torah ends with the remembrance of Moshe's unique closeness to Hashem and his lifelong leadership of the Jewish people. Our Haftorah begins immediately where the Torah ends, after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi notes that this first book of the prophets begins with the word Vayehi, and it was, demonstrating that Sefer Yehoshua is directly connected to the Torah. Mechubar al Sefer HaTorah ha-misayemes bepetiras Moshe, v'zeh mechubar la. The story of Yehoshua continues right where the Torah leaves off, with the death of Moshe. After Moshe's passing, Hashem speaks to Yehoshua ben Nun, appointing him as the new leader of Bnei Yisrael. Hashem commands him to lead the nation across the Yarden into Eretz Canaan, the land promised to the Avos, to the forefathers. Hashem assures Yehoshua that just as he was with Moshe, so too he will be with him, and that no one will stand before him all the days of his life. Hashem tells Yehoshua repeatedly, Chazak v'amatz, be strong and courageous. He instructs him not to turn from the Torah to the right or to the left, but to learn and speak words of Torah constantly, yomam v'layla, day and night. For true success and help of God comes through steadfast devotion to Torah and mitzvos. In this first chapter, Hashem tells Yehoshua Chazak v'amatz three times, each connected to a different aspect of leadership, as Rashi explains. In dividing the land, verse 6, Chazak v'amatz ki ata tanchil es ha'am hazeh es ha'aretz asher nishbati lavosam laseis lahem. Be strong when apportioning the land to this nation, the land that I have promised to their fathers to give to them in Torah observance. As it says in verse 7, Rak chazak v'amatz ma'od lishmor la'asos k'chol ha'torah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi al tasor mimenu yamin usmol l'mantaskil b'chol asher teleich. But be very strong to guard and to keep the entire Torah that Moshe, my servant, has commanded you. Do not turn away from it to the right or the left, so that you will be successful in all that you go. Be strong in keeping and studying Torah. And third, in battle. Halot sivisicha chazak v'yamatz. Al tarotz v'al techas ki imcha Hashem Elokecha b'chol asher teleich. In verse 9. Haven't I commanded you, be very strong? Do not fear, because God, your God, is with you in all that you will go. And when Yehoshua finally takes action, his people echo Hashem's own words to him. Rak chazak v'amatz, save the tribes of Reuben and Gad, but be very strong, so moving that the nation mirrors Hashem's words of encouragement. But why does Yahushua require so much chizuk, so much encouragement? Indeed, a careful reading of the Torah reminds us that these three encouragements from Hashem are not the first time Yahushua has heard this beautiful phrase of chazak v'yamatz. In fact, all the way back at the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe recounts that Hashem had told him, Yahushua will take over, he will lead the nation into Israel, so, v'tzav es Yahushua v'chazkehu v'amtehu, command Yahushua and strengthen him. And indeed, in Parshas Vayelech, Moshe proceeds to do just that. Vayikra Moshe Yoshua vayomer elav le'enei kol Yisrael chazak v'yamatz ki ata tavos ha'am hazeh el ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem lavosam laseis lahem va'ata tanchileha osam. In chapter 31, verse 7, Moshe calls to Yoshua and says to him in front of the entire Jewish nation, Chazak v'yamatz, be strong and courageous, because you will come with this nation to the land that Hashem has promised to their forefathers to give to them, and you will let them inherit it. And then Hashem himself follows up with these words again. In chapter 31, verse 23, Vayitzav es Yoshua ben Nun vayomer, Chazak v'yamatz, ki ata tavias b'nei Yisrael el ha'aret asher nishbati lahem, va'anuchi ehaye imach. He commands Yahushua and says, be strong and courageous, because you will bring the Jewish nation to this land that I've promised to them, and I will be with you. Wow! Chazak v'yamatz, so many times! Why was it necessary to strengthen him so much? A search for these words show that this language, certainly repeated so many times to him, is a unique imperative for Yahushua. Why? Let us first try to understand how these words are understood by our commentaries. What is the meaning of chazak v'yamatz? Malbim explains, chazak refers to the beginning of the action, the taking initiative, the courage of the first steps. And amatz is the staying power, the ability to remain in the game for the long haul, and explains that it was so important for Yahushua to have both. He must be a self-motivator, and he must continue to push himself long after he no longer has Moshe at his side to inspire him. The Vilna Gaon explains that chazak is a reference to our outer behavior, the actions, and amatz is a reference to the heart, the inner strength and conviction to remain focused with integrity. The Mishpatot Zahav offers his own interpretation of these words. Chazak is the drive to continue working at something, to continue to strive, to not be satisfied with mediocrity. And amatz is to not give up, to not be overwhelmed by the challenge and feel that the mountain is too difficult to climb. So let's think about it. These fascinating ideas of chazak v'yamatz, the outer deeds, the inner midos, the initiative and the staying power, the drive to succeed and also to not despair. The question we have been dealing with is, why does Yahushua require so much chizuk, so much encouragement? Why does everyone feel the need to strengthen him, his Rebbe, his God, even his nation? What is so frightening about what he is attempting to do? The answer lies in the enormity of his mission. Yehoshua is not simply succeeding Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who spoke peh el peh with Hashem, mouth to mouth with God. It's more than that. He is the one to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, to actualize the destiny that has been waited for millennia. This is what all of history has been leading to. Our avos have been yearning for this time. Egypt prepared us for it. The Midbar, the desert, educated us for it. The Torah was given for it. The mitzvos were designed to be fulfilled there in the land of God. And Yehoshua was the one entrusted with the job to bring them in, the weight of that mission, the fragility of the moment, the enormity of stepping into Moshe's shoes, all of it required boundless courage and faith. And this dual message was so important for Yeshua to hear. What you are about to do has unprecedented importance. And also, you are up for the task. Chazak v'amatz. Together, Chazak v'amatz calls for initiative and endurance, action and heart, striving and faith. This time of year, we can certainly relate to this experience. These last few weeks, the Yamim Noraim, the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we have spent so much time, hopefully, with our best selves, learning what we can be, what we want to be, spending more time in shul, in prayer, busy with mitzvos, and now this beautiful time is coming to an end. As we take our first tenuous steps away from the high holy days, after spending so much time in introspection, contemplation, inspiration, and celebration, and closeness with Hashem, we have so many hopes and dreams for how to implement our newfound convictions. But we are afraid. Will we have the initiative? Will we have the staying power? Do we have the inner conviction? And do we have the strength to take our inner strivings and actually make them happen? Can we take our New Year's resolutions and learnings and this time make them real? And the message to us is actually the same. Your mission matters, your choices matter, your life matters, and you are up for the task. You have the strength to actualize your dreams and achieve all the goals you set out for yourself over these awesome days of closeness to Hashem. How beautiful is the custom we follow to complete the Torah at Simchas Torah and begin again now and hear the loud and joyous chant of Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, an everlasting and eternal voice of hope and confidence to take with us into the new cycle. As we finish Vizos HaBracha and prepare to call out Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, these words take on new meaning. We too are standing at a moment of transition, finishing one Torah cycle and preparing to begin again with Bereishis. Like Yehoshua, we are being asked to take everything we have learned and enter the next stage, to live it. Chazak, have the courage to begin. Amatz, have the strength to continue. And V'nis Chazek, let us strengthen one another. As we now conclude this Haftorah series, I would like to thank all of you for joining me on this weekly journey through the Haftaros. And of course, to Rebbetzin Dr. Adina Schmidman and the OU Women's Initiative for the wonderful opportunity to share and learn together the powerful and inspiring lessons from our prophets. And as we return once again to Sefer Bereishis, it is my bracha to all of us, Chazak v'yamatz, and my tefillah, Chazak, Chazak, v'nischazek. Thank you for learning together.